I'm Phil Nee with WRCO Sports. Teague Perkins is a football all-star. He'll be competing for the South team at noon on Saturday at UW Oshkosh, representing the Richland Center Hornets and the Southwest Conference. He will have shoulder surgery prior to his collegiate career at UW Whitewater. Whitewater is the spot where they are practicing this week in preparation for the game. I had the chance to ask Teague about the opportunity to be at Whitewater this week.
I think it's pretty special. There's a couple coaches that we're pretty excited to see me that we'll be down there. And then, I'll be able to see those. I'm sure they'll be at the practices also. So it'll be pretty cool to be down there and just get used to the field.
Yeah. And, they recruited you heavy. Did you have any thoughts about going somewhere else or not?
So I knew I didn't want to go too big because I still wanted to stay in the state because I love my family. But it was between lacrosse and, Whitewater and, just with Bryson and then Tyler Brown down at Whitewater, I had some friends down there, so that was what I picked.
So they were kind of recruiting you as well, weren't they?
Yeah. They told me everything that they loved about it, but I mean, they said, you know, if you kind of want to make your own decision, you know, I mean, they obviously would love to have me, but they said at the end of the day, it's whatever's best for you, and being close to them was best for me.
And a great tradition at Whitewater as well, isn't there?
Yes, it is there. They've been good for many, many years, and I know that they will help me reach my highest potential.
What about a career? Have you thought about what you'd like to do after your schooling days?
So my dad runs a farming operation, so I'm sure I'll come back to the farm, and I'll run some acres. I don't know if I'll run everything, but I think farming is in my future, whether something agricultural.
Awesome. That's great. So we watched you perform in three sports. So I commend you. You were a three-sport athlete. You didn't specialize. And why was that?
I think it's easy to get burnout if you put 100% for, you know, some people it's 12 years of their life into one sport. And it's you can get burnout and lose a love for the sport. So I think if it was something to, not necessarily keep me busy, but something to keep me in shape and just away from that one sport, then I think it was made me well-rounded.
And you were out for wrestling as well. Did you enjoy your days on the mat?
Yes, I did. That's something I'm definitely going to miss. Something that's cool about the D3 program, you can kind of dual sport. So I might see what I can do with that, maybe try wrestling in college also.
Awesome. And I said three sports, but I actually made a mistake. It was four because you did track and baseball this year, didn't
Correct.
You?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that was a challenge, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a little bit. I know Coach Lemke probably wasn't the happiest whenever I would skip some tournaments and stuff like that for Saturday meets, but it was definitely, I like to track coaches. Coach Dana Ryder was there with me, and I know him from football and from youth baseball, so I definitely, you know, had a great time with him and had a great connection with him, and shot put came pretty natural, and it was something I love to do also besides baseball.
Track's a sport that can help you in all sports, though, can it?
Yes, it is. That was one thing going into it when I first started out last year. I told myself I was going to run, and I did that for a little bit, but then I realized, you know, maybe running's not quite for me. So I went down to the pits and started throwing some shot.
Well, I commend you, and I mentioned this during football seasons. I always thought you did a great job with sportsmanship. You know, somebody would tackle you, you'd help them up and things like that. And you gave me a great answer. Why do you do that, or why do you think that sportsmanship was important?
You don't see it a ton in sports anymore, and, you know, sportsmanship is part of sports. And it needs to be, I think it's been cast away by some people, and I think it needs to be brought back, and it's something that's been important to me. And if there's something I can pass down, it's, you know, bring sportsmanship back into sports.
Yeah. Absolutely. And I think the fact is that you help somebody up, maybe they're going to maybe take a little easier on you next time, right?
Yeah, I don't know about that.
you hope anyway, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Do you have goals for the All-Star game? You know, anything you'd like to accomplish in the game, Teague?
Just to play. I mean, it's my one last time is playing in high school, and just to play. I don't know real specific goals, but I'm just going to do my best at it, and that's my goal, is to do the best that I can.
And just take it all in, right?
Yes, yes.
Good. Yeah, well, we've appreciated you through your career, and good luck with your very last high school events coming up.
Well, thank you.
That is part two of our interview with Teague Perkins, who is a all-star football player. This week, the games begin on Friday night with eight-player all-star games, and then the small schools will play at noon, the large schools at 4 at UW Oshkosh on Saturday. Other local sports, Quail Run had Tuesday Men's Golf League action last night. Brandon Miller and Pat Keegan both had 39s and a birdie at hole 2 for Brandon Miller. Also, Ken Nick Sr. with a 39 leading the way in the league. Three 40s were fired from the likes of Josh Coy, Neil Mahoney, and Aaron Halvorsen. Other golfers with holes played under par, Caden Dilley with a birdie on hole 1, Scott Wilson birdied hole 2, Bruce Pifrone birdied hole 3, Joe Halvorsen with a birdie on 7, also Merle Jones birdied 8, as did J.J. Klatt. Flag prize winners, Brandon Miller with the longest drive in the fairway on hole 1, Brent Montre with the longest putt on hole 2, Merle Jones closest to the pin on hole 3, Jake Colloy, longest drive in the fairway on hole 5, Chris Fink with the longest putt on hole 6, Joe Halvorsen closest to the pin on hole 7, Steve Davis, longest putt on hole 8, and Rich Barinkant, closest second shot on hole 9. The first half of the season ended last week with a number of makeup rounds yet to be played. Those makeup rounds were completed during the week, and the results will be tabulated. Team 5 finished with the highest point total and won the half. Members of Team 5 are Ray Lindvig, Willie Digner, Terry Wheaton, and Tim Callen. Also in Church League softball last night at Kroska Park, Church of the Nazarene won their ninth consecutive game of the season, downing Bethel Lutheran 9-1. Scott Dilley and Jaron McCullum were both 3-for-4. Ryan Gaston was 3-for-4 with 2 home runs. The Mission moved into second place, topping St. Mary's 10-7. Nick Perna scored 2 runs for St. Mary's. Richland Baptist Temple 2, Edge Boscoville Assembly of God 10-9, Isaiah Abwe and David Kramer each had 3 hits in the win, and Richland Baptist Temple 1 with a 21-9 victory over Free Methodist. Nathan Phillips led Free Methodist going 4-for-4 with a homer. Adam Burns was 3-for-4 with a double. Braden Burns and Mike Monty were also 3-for-4. Regularly scheduled games will be played on Tuesday night, July 23rd, and make plans for makeup games that will be played Thursday night, July 25th. Those were the rained-out games from July 2nd. The Simon Sharks will have a swim meet at home tonight. WRCO will be there for coverage with interviews of swimmers and swimming results as well, live from the Simon's Recreation Complex. Stephanie Worthington is an assistant coach.
It is our last home meet. This will be our third this year. We've had great parents really step up. We've had quite a few new swimmers this year, and the parents just step in and they say, "What do you want me to do?" And we just delegate, and we have a really core group of parents this year who are doing good things to help support the team. We have a quadrangular, Dodgeville, Prairie du Chien, and then Reedsburg is joining us. They have a small swim team, and they asked if they could join in with us, so we're having a quad meet, which should be fun.
Warm-ups begin at 4:30. The meet begins in the 5 o'clock hour, and WRCO Sports will have coverage of that event. The Richland Center's 7th and 8th grade girls softball team defeated Ithaca on Monday night 16-10 in tournament play. They will play Barneville tonight at 6 o'clock at Richland Center High School. The Richland Center 3rd and 4th grade softball team lost a close matchup to Platteville 1, 5-4. They will take on Platteville 2 at 6 o'clock tonight at North Park in Richland Center. The Brewers' William Contreras and Christian Yelich were hitless in the National League's 5-3 loss in Tuesday's Major League Baseball All-Star Game. Contreras struck out once and was 0-for-2. Yelich had 2 groundouts and was 0-for-2. The National League went up 3-0 on a home run by Dodger-designated hitter Shohei Ohtani in the top of the third, but the American League tied it in the bottom of the same inning on a home run by Yankee outfielder Juan Soto and a run-scoring single by Cleveland's David Fry, a 2-run home run in the bottom of the 5th by Boston Red Sox outfielder Jaron Duran was the winner. A's closer Mason Miller got the pitching victory. Cleveland's Emmanuel Clase earned the save, and Cincinnati's Hunter Green absorbed the loss. A big check from the NFL means the Packers realized a net profit of just over $60 million in fiscal year 2024. The league set checks totaling almost $13 billion to its 30 teams. Green Bay's profit was down 12.5% from the previous year. Although local revenue was way up, it didn't cover additional expenses like stadium depreciation and player salaries. Packer president Mark Murphy hands over a financially healthy pro football franchise when he steps down a year from this month. No details officially yet, but the Bucks have signed the player they wanted in guard Gary Trent Jr. NBA observers say it's probably a veteran's minimum deal, even though Trent had said he wanted at least a $25 million starting salary. Milwaukee superstar Damian Lillard may have recruited the 25-year-old, who has a reputation as a strong offensive player who has impressive steal and deflection numbers on defense. The 6'5" Trent averaged 13.7 points a game and connected on more than 39% of his three-point attempts in the recent season. And Badger football news, Chaz Malusi is coming back to the Badgers this year.
I had a couple of choices. You know, obviously going to the next level was my main goal, my main focus. But, you know, I had an opportunity, but I thought, especially people telling me some certain things that I needed to hear, I'd be selling myself a little short if I decided to leave after getting injured. And I had an opportunity to come back. I got hurt in the fourth game, so that allowed me to have a red shirt. And coming back allows me to have that healthy season in a big year that I think I know I deserve and people know I deserve.
I'm Phil Nee with a look at Wednesday morning sports.